baby. Yeah. I'm still awake. Actually, I was waiting up for you. How are you? You're okay. Okay. How was work? It's fine. Yeah, sound disbelieving. Honey, you keep saying you're okay and that it's fine, but you're not okay. And it can't be fine. Why do I say that? You're always stressed out. You barely talk these days. You used to message me, send me little messages throughout the day and voice notes, and you don't do that anymore. I get that you're busy with work, but I know you. I know it has to be more than that. And when you don't tell me what's going on, then I inevitably start thinking that it might be something to do with me. Have I said something wrong? Have I done... Then if it's not me, baby, please tell me, what is it? Why do you always look so stressed? Why have you been working such crazy long hours? You'll tell me. Thank you, baby. So what's going on? Yeah, I guessed it was work. Gosh, I thought it might be bad, but I didn't realise it was that bad. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, honey. Okay. So this is what I think. But first, come here. Come here and lie down next to me.
That's right.
I want you to understand something. You are not inadequate. Please just hear me out. Just listen to me. You've taken on this new job, and that takes a lot of guts to do something like that. It's something totally different. And it sounds like they've given you a lot of responsibility. It's your second week, baby. No one expects you to know everything. Even you can't honestly expect that from yourself. You're doing the right thing by asking other people for help. How else are you going to learn what it is that you need to do? It's okay to ask questions. I know you feel like you're bothering people. Sounds like your workplace is really busy if there's that much work. So I'm sure other people are busy too when you feel like you're disturbing them. But you're not stupid. If you could so easily just try to muddle through everything yourself. But that would be even worse. You'd make mistakes and you'd not learn anything. You're doing the right thing by asking other people questions. No one's going to feel bad about helping you. As for your workload, you shouldn't have to be working through your lunch hour or staying behind after work to catch up. It might be worth talking to your supervisor if that's possible. Yeah. Just say something like, I don't know, you can just say, I've been here for 2 weeks now, and I just wanted to know if you had any feedback for me. I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job, and if there's anything that you think I need to work on. That makes you look proactive and like you do want to do a good job. It will reassure you, because your supervisor will tell you if you've not been doing your work well, or, you know, you've been asking too many questions, which, honey, I really don't think your supervisor will say that. And then you might also bring up the fact that, you know, you have been struggling with the workload. You could just ask, say, am I being too slow? Should I be, just say I'm still learning the ropes and I feel like I'm not getting enough work done. Is there anything you can suggest that would help me out? If you ask for help like that, they can't judge you or say anything to you. Did you ever think that maybe they've just thrown you in at the deep end? It's their responsibility as well to make sure that, you know what you're doing and that you're tackling your workload adequately. But baby, you're not inadequate. Not at all. You expect so much from yourself. And that's an admirable quality, but you can be so hard on yourself. And you're such a perfectionist. It's a quality, but it can also be a negative trait too. It's not going to always be like this. It's only your second week. I'm sure even now you know more than you did when you started, you know, on your first day or on your second day. This is just the adjustment phase. Like I said, you've not done anything like this before. So of course it's going to be difficult. But it's just a challenge. And you're good with challenges. Yes, you are. Don't say you're not. And look at when we first got together. That was a challenge, remember? Yeah. Going to be fine, baby. And you're not alone. I'm with you. Yeah. And I've got you. You do what you need to do at work. I'll try to make sure that you're not too stressed. I'm always here ready to distract or just to make sure that you're okay. You don't have to hide how difficult things are from me. I want to know. I want to know everything. I want to make sure you're okay. Because if you're okay, then I'm okay. And we're okay. These kind of life things, they come and go. There's always going to be new challenges. And like I said, these problems that you're having, they're not going to last forever. 2 weeks from now, you'll know even more than you know now at work. You'll look back and wonder, why was it so difficult? It's going to get easier. I promise you it's going to get easier. Yes, I can promise that because I know. Do I know? I know you. I know how ambitious you are, how determined you are. I know that you won't give up trying, that you're going to keep pushing yourself to do better and better. Just try to go a little easier on yourself. You'll get the hang of it, I promise. I can't imagine anything that you couldn't do. No, I'm not biased. I'm just a good judge of character. And I know your character. But enough talking for tonight. You look so tired. Yeah, I'm here. Let's close your eyes. I'm right here. Just close your eyes. Just breathe with me. We're okay. Right now, nothing else matters. I'm here with you. All that work stuff, we can deal with that tomorrow. For now, I just want you to rest. Yeah, just breathe with me. Breathe in slowly to the count of four. Hold it for four. And exhale for four. Keep breathing like that. Shh. Just relax. Release the tension. Feel yourself sinking deeper into the mattress. You're fine. You're safe. And you're going to be okay. No better than that. You really are okay. All that matters is right now. Matters is this. It doesn't matter if you fall asleep listening to my voice. That's fine. I want you to go to sleep. I want you to get some rest. You deserve it, baby. Just concentrate on your breathing. And if you can, my voice. I love you, and I believe in you. You're not alone. You've got me. We'll get through this, and I believe in you. You're an amazing person. You deserve the best in life. And you'll get the rest in life.